Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Listen and grow as Del questions the status quo, encourages you to think differently, and empowers you to make a better life. Get ready as Del challenges core beliefs, seeks the truth, and reveals the roadmap to the lifestyle you really want. And now your host, multi-millionaire, national award-winning investor, CEO and founder of Lifestyles Unlimited, Del Walmsley.
Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show, where the hype ends and the help begins. My name is Al Gordon. I'm proudly sitting in for Del, who is out helping all of our members. That's what Del's doing right now. He is helping our members understand that real estate is the catalyst that you need in your life that will change the trajectory of your life. Now, who am I? My name is Al Gordon. I am a proud Lifestyles Unlimited member, and I'm proudly sitting in for Del Walmsley today. And by the way, this is another edition of Tell Del Tuesday, in which case we bring a Lifestyles Unlimited member onto the show, and you get the opportunity to learn from them. You get the opportunity to get into their mind, and you get the opportunity to understand that there is a different path to retirement than the path that you're currently on. Now, today's show, I've got some guests that I really love. I've known these guys for a while. They've been Lifestyles Unlimited members since 2016, and they have retired themselves by using real estate. Now, Alan and Laurel, they came from a lifestyle very similar to yours. They were trading time for money. They were working very hard. As a matter of fact, Alan has a nickname. We call him the Milkman. And the reason we call him the Milkman is because he was in the milk industry for many, many years. And during his time in the milk industry, I mean, first of all, let me be very clear. He spent 35 years in the milk industry. He had 6 buyouts and owner changes in that process. So just let me set your mind to a place where you're going through a buyout. You're going through a situation where you don't know if your livelihood is going to be affected. And Alan went through 6 of those things, and Laurel went through them with him. And at the end of the day, that can be nerve-wracking. That can be a very, very detrimental effect on your psyche, and it can make you feel like you're hopeless. It can really make you feel like you're hopeless until you find that money, you find that income. And at the end of the day, Alan and Laurel realized that they had an income problem. They realized that they were spending most of their time trading time for money, and as a result of that, they weren't getting to the place they were trying to get to. Now, along comes Lifestyles Unlimited, and they take notice. They listen to what we teach our members, just like Del's doing this weekend. He's teaching our members. And at the end of the day, they found that there was a more effective map to real estate retirement. So what I want to do is I want to bring Alan and Laurel onto the show. I want you to get inside of their minds, and I want you to understand that there is a better path to retirement than the path that you're currently following. Alan, Laurel, welcome to the show. How are you guys doing today?
Great. Good morning, Al. Good to be with you.
Great.
I am having a blast. Now, let me set the stage for everybody, because as I understand it correctly, you guys are sitting in a garage?
Yes.
Yes.
What are you guys doing in a garage?
Well, we're trying to hide out.
Well, who are you hiding from? Are you guys aren't on the lam, are you? Are the feds looking for you? Did you guys do something wrong?
We're in California visiting our son and his wife and their 2 kids, and so we're in the garage so that the kids don't find us and want us to play with them and hold. Not that we don't want to play with them and hold them, but not during the radio show.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to do grandchildren and radio at the same time, although I think I've had a guest try and do it. It didn't work out so well. So I think you guys hanging out in the garage is a great, great idea.
We have the time available. We have the money to be able to come visit our grandkids and our children whenever we need to or want to.
And you're not worried about money at all?
Not worried about money.
So how is that different from your days as the milkman? Talk me through what it was like going through all those buyouts.
Well, it was very disconcerting most of the time. You just, probably for the first 10 years, it was very stable. And then after that, you know, these companies just buy and sell and merge, and the new guys come in, and your value is not as important as it might have been. So a lot of times the position that you had before is eliminated, and so your job is cut. I was very lucky. I did not ever lose my job with them, but my pay was cut, you know, 4 or 5 times. So, and then you'd kind of work your way up, and then it had happened again. So you just never knew. I mean, any time we were on vacation, it seems like, whether it was in Disneyland or any place, I seemed to always be on a conference call during the vacation. And, you know, going back far enough, that was sometimes even on a payphone in one of the amusement parks. Now I don't worry about that.
You know, it kind of sounds like they were getting a lot more time than you were getting money. Is that a fair statement?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you think a lot of Americans go through that?
I think most Americans go through that.
Have you met Lifestyles Unlimited members that have gone through that?
I think we're all that way, you know, and I think, you know, you talked about the milkman, that there, almost everybody in Lifestyles had a different W-2 job before they became involved in real estate. There are very few that were actually real estate professionals when they joined and became part of the group and started investing and doing things. So we all have all kinds of different jobs. There's lots of IT engineers, oil and gas engineers, doctors, lawyers, accountants, but there's only one milkman.
That is true. And we have the one, the only milkman on today's show. And I'm proud to have you here, Alan. I really am, because you and Laurel have a great story. And I think your story is going to resonate with our audience. And what I think is most important about your story is that you guys took the bull by the horn. You recognized that you had a retirement problem and you went to work to fix it.
Yes. You've got to take action. Absolutely.
And then there's the uncertainty of, am I going to have a job or am I going to get cut or am I going to have to move somewhere? Am I going to have to transfer in order to keep my job?
But there was something a little bit wrong. Wasn't there something a little bit wrong with the real estate that you guys owned?
Well, yeah, we did everything wrong.
That might be it.
Yeah. Yeah. So, but it wasn't, we could see there was a path, but we didn't really know how to execute the whole thing. You know, we were trying to pay off these rentals rather than use the equity to get more. So Lifestyles taught us how to do it successfully.
So what did you do with those single family assets once you did become a member of Lifestyles Unlimited?
We sold them and then used the money and bought more. Single families. Uh-huh. We sold them and were able to buy 2 single families and to get into a couple of our first deals, multifamily.
So one of the things you learned by becoming a member of Lifestyles Unlimited is that there was this strange world called multifamily investment, and you got exposed to it, didn't you?
We did, and it was exciting. We had actually done one just prior to joining, but we had no idea what we were doing. And that was kind of a key pivot point for us, too. We had our son's brother was syndicating deals as a lead up in New York City in Manhattan. They had been doing this for 10 years, probably, and had been very successful and finally talked us into doing a deal. But we didn't really understand it until we went to the 2-hour seminar, and then it was explained to us the Lifestyles way, and we both looked at each other and said, oh, that's how it works. And so once we joined, we were in it wholeheartedly. We knew there was a path. We knew that it worked. We just didn't know how to execute it.
So one of the things every Lifestyles Unlimited member does is we all attend that 16-hour financial freedom seminar. Do you guys remember going through that course?
Absolutely.
We've done that about 5 or 6 times.
Yeah, five or six times.
Something new every time.
And of course, we had David Fisher, and he is entertaining the whole way through.
Yeah, he's what I call infotainment. I mean, he deals the information out. He gives you everything you need to hear, man. But you're laughing. I usually get side aches. What do you get?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Same thing.
16 hours doesn't seem like 16 hours.
No, it doesn't. Because
you feel like you're drinking through the fire hose.
Yeah. So what was your aha moment when you went through that 16-hour course? Do you guys remember?
I do. I just remember when they showed that example up there of how you get a property and then you can refinance and that's not taxable and then you sell it after several years and you get the mailbox money. And I just looked at it and went, holy cow, that's what we just did in New York, but we just didn't know how it worked. So we're like, oh, yeah, that's what we need to be doing. Jump in with feet, fingers, head, everything.
So where did the money come from for you guys to do all of your multifamily investing that you did?
Oh, wow.
So we had a sizable amount in our 401k, and we had cash savings as well. Laurel said our house was paid off. Well, so we first started investing the liquid cash that we had. We did take some 401k money out, but only as we needed it for a specific investment. And then we did the unthinkable and we refinanced our house and took a second mortgage out.
You know, you just scared the bejeebers out of most of the audience when you said that.
Yeah.
It scared the bejeebers out of me. That's one of the things when I called into Dell, I said, you mean people actually finance their house to get into these deals? And he said, yes. And we did it.
Were you nervous when you were going through that process?
Oh, my gosh. When we got into our first investment, I wanted to curl up in a ball on the floor. Because I thought all this money we have worked so hard for and we're handing it over to someone that we've met and we know and have vetted, but it's still a lot of hard-earned money that you've got to give to somebody else to manage.
I'm just sitting here with I'm twiddling my thumbs and I'm trying to keep the sweat from coming down my brow because I'm getting an understanding of what that was like for you. I mean, it was a significant emotional event, was it not?
Yes, for both of us, really.
How did it turn out, though?
Oh, that one was fantastic. It was, you know, the interesting thing is because Lifestyles is such an open environment, Laurel got a list of his previous investors. And she called almost every one of them. It was a smaller deal that he had done first. And so there were like 7 or 10 investors. And she called like 8 of them. And just to find out about him, whether he was the real deal or not. But anyway, we invested in that. And I think it was about 18 months later, he sold the deal. And we got our money back plus 80% return on top of that.
That's a pretty significant result for your first one. I mean, that's effectively, what, about a 40% return on investment per year? Actually, it's a little bit better than that because you were only in that investment for a year and a half, right?
Yeah, exactly.
So let's see if we can do the mental math and hurt everybody. So what would you say, maybe around 50, 52% return on investment?
Maybe at least higher? That. Maybe even 60.
I thought
60.
It was more than that.
So much better.
Much better.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah. In less
nothing
than
that you could duplicate anyplace else, or at least that we had ever found. So, in the meantime, that wasn't the only deal we did. We did 4 or 5 others in between there as well. And they were all performing well. But that just happened to be the first one that we got into and the first one that sold. And it was nice to get that check. I remember one time we had gotten into another deal and it was a value play as well, which is kind of more the fixer-upper type, right? But they were also going to start paying cash flow, and we went to the two-day with some friends, and we had just barely gotten our first check, and it was like $2,400, and so that was a pretty significant check that we showed David during the 2-day seminar, and there were some people in there that thought we were plants for sure, but we happened to have the check with us. And
Now you guys are the real deal. When we come back from the break, more with Alan and Laurel. Stick around.
Teach reaching you with a roadmap to creating the lifestyle you really want. Keep listening. The Del Wamsley Radio Show returns in moments.
Lifestyles Unlimited member Lisa, on how our educators and mentors share their knowledge.
The whole Lifestyles Unlimited team is just wonderful, and all the people in it is basically copying what I do so you could be successful.
Lifestyles Unlimited, over 33 years teaching the real estate retirement roadmap. Text the word radio to 88007. That's radio to 88007. Join for just $297 and save 60%. Lifestyles Unlimited. Text radio to 88007.
You're hearing the Del Wamsley Radio Show. Want more life-changing knowledge? Access our podcast and listen on demand at lifestylesunlimited.com under the radio tab. Now your host, Del Wamsley.
Welcome back to the Del Wamsley Radio Show, where the hype ends and the help begins. My name is Al Gordon, proudly sitting in for Del Wamsley, and we are doing a special edition of Tell Del Tuesday. It's a special edition because I'm doing the special edition. And I'm not alone. I have Alan and Laurel joining me. They've been Lifestyles Unlimited members since 2016. Just to give you some background on these guys, they own just shy of 6,000 doors in multifamily apartment communities on the passive side, meaning they've invested with their fellow Lifestyles Unlimited members. And then on the lead side, in other words, they're actually going out and buying and operating their own multifamily apartment communities, and then they're allowing their fellow Lifestyles Unlimited members, people like me, to invest with them. They have two lead deals going, and that's currently a little over 400 doors. Guys, I'm doing the math, and that's like 5,000, that's like 6,400 doors of real estate. You guys must be worn out collecting the rent on all of those properties.
Okay, so the right way is to follow the map with Lifestyles, make sure that your leases are correct and that you're following everything the way that it should be. You have to train your residents to make sure that they know that you're serious. And that's one mistake that we made early on before we joined Lifestyles. You know, this is a contract between us and our residents. And we have a certain obligation, and they have a certain obligation to make sure that they pay us, because we certainly have to pay our bills as well, our taxes and our insurance and our payrolls and all the utilities. And if you let things get out of hand, it can really put a crimp on your income. But if you do things the right way, again, there's a contract that you follow between us and our residents, and when that relationship is established properly, it's not so bad.
Sounds like somebody who's actually managed some multifamily apartments speaking.
We did. Our first three properties, we completely self-managed. The first one was 11 units. The next one was 66 units. The next one after that was 160 units. And we certainly learned a lot of what we should do and not do on the bigger properties. We were fortunate to be able to have some staff that we hired, and they did a lot of the daily heavy lifting. However, Laurel and I found ourselves at the properties, especially the last one that was the kind of the value play, which is kind of a fixer-upper. We were there every day from 9 in the morning till 6 at night. But that was a heavy lift. There were sub 50 vacant units when we took over, and it was a lot of work to turn around. But
wow,
we learned a lot.
Yeah, 50 vacant units. How many units did you have in total on that particular asset?
160 units.
That is a pretty significant amount of units to be down. How did that affect you when it came to valuation and putting that property back where it should have been?
We had 50. Once we closed, we found out that those 50 units, most of them had been empty a year or more.
Oh, my goodness.
It wasn't just turnover. It was most of them had been empty for such a long time, partly because they had a terrible flooding and rat problem in the back buildings. So Alan can tell you more about that.
So you bought an asset that has flooding and rat problems.
Yes.
How does that make you feel?
Excited.
Okay. I'm excited, too, to hear how you fixed that. How'd you fix that?
So we hit the ground running. Day one, we brought in containers, which are like the big shipping containers, put them on property. We bought appliances. We bought building materials. And day one, we had three different contractors on site working on 30 units to get them turned around. We did all kinds of drainage work to solve the flooding problems. And we just had a good map right from the start. We had a great plan, and we executed it. And we had a great return on that property. We had a 98% return to our investors once we sold it.
98% return on investment over how much time?
About 20 months.
That's a pretty fast turn, especially when you consider you were already down 50 units when you took over that property.
It probably took us about 6 or 7 months to get everything going in the right direction. But once we did, you know, our occupancy started out about 70%. And by the time we sold, we were consistently in the upper 90s on occupancy. And people were paying their rents, and we just weren't having any issues. So it was a good time. We certainly learned a lot and gained some great experience that we could try to pass along to our next deals.
We could spend the rest of the show talking about, you know, the 6,000 different units that you own and operate. But at the end of the day, I think people need to understand where you started and where you are now and how real estate has helped you accomplish your goals, your dreams, your desires for life. So I think if I recall correctly, when I first met you guys, you were hanging out in a place called Nevada. Does that sound about right?
We were in Nevada working in the dairy business. About 3.5 years ago, we hung it up and were completely real estate retired. And honestly, probably 2 or 3 years before that, we were making more money in real estate than we were at my W-2 job anyway. But it was that comfort level of, okay, we have a steady paycheck coming in. And it was nice because it gave us more money that we could invest and grow our wealth.
How many years did you spend in that business?
35 years. That's a long time. I'm not sure if that means I'm dumber or I'm loyal.
I'm going to go with loyal.
There you go. Okay, that's
yeah. Yeah, better.
Just because I'm going to see you guys at Expo, and I don't want a black eye. So,
there we go.
Yeah.
So, what's your life like now? Are you still living in Nevada?
Oh no, we have moved probably a couple of times since Nevada. So we were in Utah, and then we came to Texas about 11 years ago, and we absolutely love it. The only problem with moving here 11 years ago is that we wish we had done it like when we were 20 years ago, because it helped us find lifestyles for one thing. Plus, we love living in Texas.
Are you the type of Lifestyles Unlimited members that wish you had found Lifestyles Unlimited 20 years before?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Absolutely. Because our kids are Lifestyle members and they're all in multiple deals, but we wish we had started 20 years earlier.
So are you sitting in the garage of a Lifestyles Unlimited member?
We are.
We are. We're sitting in the Lifestyles members' Tesla.
This is how we do radio at Lifestyles Unlimited. We just figure out where our members are at, and they just happen to be in Northern California. They just happen to be able to go hang out in a Tesla to get a quiet space away from the grandkids. And that's how we do radio. I mean, it's as simple as that, right?
That's right.
In the meantime, your real estate investments are still working hard for you, but you guys are out playing.
We have a good friend that lives in our neighborhood, and he has his own business. And he's extremely successful in that business. However, if he's not working, he loses the money that he would have earned when he was working, and he doesn't have any vacation time, so he's just losing. So he's finally going to come to the 2 day with us, because we continue to make money whether we're here or whether we're anyplace else.
So is he kind of taking notice and realizing you guys have got a slightly more effective roadmap you're following?
Finally, yes.
How long have you guys been working on him?
Oh, gosh, probably about 4 years.
Yeah, we keep telling him, you know, when he goes on vacation, he has the cost of the vacation plus his lost time, and he is a key man, how David Fisher calls it. You know, you turn the key and you leave, and you don't make any money.
We've had the opportunity to kind of hang back as the Lifestyles Unlimited culture and watch you guys over the last years transition from where you were at, where you were sitting on a bunch of money, sitting in equity in your house. You were saving 21% of all the money that you earned. You were stuffing your 401k. And then you made the decision to stop doing all of that stuff, to start repurposing all of that money into real estate assets. And as a result of that, those real estate assets have flourished. They've caused you to not only be real estate retired, they've caused you to be living the lifestyle you've always wanted. How does that feel?
It's great. It's great. Our kids are, you know, spread out all over, and we try to hit at least one kid a month so that we can see grandkids. And that's important to us.
Yeah, because our kids are in Northern California, Orlando, Florida, and St. George, Utah, and we live in Texas.
So you picked a spot kind of central to all the grandkids.
Yeah.
And you've got and a convenient...
You mentioned the smile on the face. Laurel has a big smile on her face right now.
Oh, I believe it. I got a big smile on my face, and I'm not even living your life. I'm just living my life. That's how I feel about what you guys are doing for a lifestyle. I think it's amazing.
And life-changing, we all say. That's what we say.
Do you guys ever worry about money?
Well, we worry about money all the time with our the two deals that we own right now to make sure that we're doing everything we can for our passive. We kind of look at that as like a sacred obligation that we have all these people's money, and some of these people are retired. Some of these people are old. Some of these people have put their life savings into some of these deals. And so we spend many sleepless nights trying to make sure that we are doing the right things to make the property successful so that we in turn can make our passives successful.
Well, I think your passives are sleeping well at night because you guys are at the helm. You guys are willing to do whatever needs to be done because you're worried about money when it comes to the business income. But I'm guessing you guys aren't worried about money when it comes to the personal side.
No.
Right.
Not at all. We make, gosh, I don't know, probably three times what we used to.
Three times what we used to.
Our net worth more than probably quadrupled in about 5 years.
That's a pretty good result.
Yes, it is.
I would say that's a great result, actually. That's a better term. So I'll tell you what, guys. We're at the end of the show. I know you have made a difference in somebody's lives, and I want to thank you so much for being a part of what we do here at the Del Walmsley Radio Show. If you want to do what we're doing, you want to do what Alan and Laurel are doing, you want to do what I'm doing, you want to do what Del's doing, go to lifestylesunlimited.com. Sign up for that free workshop, and let's get you going.
Thank you for listening to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Want more of Del's unconventional wisdom? Go to lifestylesunlimited.com and click the radio tab. Listen to past shows, hear podcasts on demand, and find out how you can change your life today. The Del Walmsley Radio Show is part of the Lifestyles Unlimited Radio Network.
The information and opinions you hear on the Del Walmsley Radio Show are those of the host, Del Walmsley, his guests, and his callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Del Walmsley Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Del Walmsley Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.